You negotiate more often than you think. Whether you are a businessman, politician, musician, or marketing manager, you probably negotiate every day without realizing it. We negotiate every time we have a conversation and opinions differ, positions diverge, or interests are in conflict. We negotiate every time we need the other party to make a decision. We notice this every time there is a meeting and discussion. Whenever we have opposing opinions with other people and need to come to an agreement, negotiation kicks in. We are negotiating more and more, but that does not necessarily mean that everyone can pull it off easily or properly. Negotiation is one of the most difficult skills there is. For one, it requires being committed to the goals you want to achieve. This calls for resolute behavior, which means acting confident, making clear demands or proposals, setting boundaries, and having nerves of steel. Moreover, both parties need each other. Both are dependent on each other to reach an agreement. This requires paying attention to the relationship with the other party and showing a degree of sensitivity and understanding to their needs and interests. At the same time, you have to closely monitor the actual content of the topics being discussed. For example, is all the relevant knowledge available? Is there anything missing? Are the facts and figures correct? Are the proposals and the proceedings practically feasible? What are the consequences of this outcome? This requires a rational approach, analyzing, being objective, taking time for deliberation, and exploring alternatives. For the negotiator, the demands are almost impossible. He has to juggle. He has an assignment or objective, while at the same time, he also needs to cooperate and keep a level head. This is often so difficult that many negotiators only focus on their own position. That's understandable, but also dangerous. For an optimal result, the negotiator needs to focus on the counterparty as well. The successful negotiator continuously takes into account the interests of the counterparty. What's his approach? What are the written and unwritten rules that are being applied?